from KQED.
A provocative anti-war sculpture in Santa Monica's Civic Center is once again at the center of controversy. It's called Chain Reaction, and its 5.5 tons of fiberglass and steel are beginning to rust. City of Santa Monica officials say they don't have several $100,000 to restore it. That might not be an issue if its original and long secret patron were still around. From KCRW in Santa Monica, Lisa Napoli explains.
If you drive down Main Street in downtown Santa Monica, you can't miss Chain Reaction. It's a giant mushroom cloud that soars 26 feet high. The late Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Paul Conrad's Monument to Peace.
A nuclear bomb blast would create this mushroom shape. It is, of course, made out of chain links, the significance being we don't want the chain reaction of nuclear war of countries throwing nuclear bombs back and forth at each other.
Dave Conrad says even though his late father was most famous for his illustrations in the L.A. Times, he liked to craft three-dimensional work, sculptures, usually in bronze. Paul Conrad's widow, Kay, still remembers the day over 30 years ago when a man approached her and her husband after a speech he'd given.
So he patted Paul on the shoulder and said, "Mrs. Kroc wants to meet you." And Paul said, "Mrs. Kroc, who's that?"
Mrs. Kroc was Joan Kroc of La Jolla, philanthropist and heir to the fortune her late husband had made by franchising McDonald's. In the mid-1980s, Joan Kroc began donating millions of dollars to promote peace around the world. She took out full-page ads in major newspapers decrying nuclear arms, donated millions to the Carter Center, and established peace institutes at Notre Dame and the University of San Diego. In 1985, she commissioned a song that she distributed to every single radio station in the country.
Dear world, take my love and pass it on. She was just as committed to peace as Paul, and probably partly because of Paul. She was such a fan of his.
Kay Conrad says when her husband showed Joan Kroc his sketch of a mushroom cloud, she offered to write a check for the necessary $250,000 to forge and install it. There was one condition. She wanted to remain anonymous. Roger Genzer was on the Santa Monica Arts Commission at the time, one of the few who held the Joan Kroc secret. He says while he loved the idea of Chain Reaction, a lot of people hated it.
I've heard people say, "Well, why do you want to celebrate nuclear war with a sculpture?" I mean, that's one of the arguments.
It took 4 years of wrangling, but eventually Santa Monica gave the go-ahead, and Chain Reaction was unveiled in 1991. A year and a half ago, Dave Conrad got a call from the city. Chain Reaction was rusting and in disrepair. He agreed to meet at the sculpture.
I remember on the freeway thinking, wow, you know, if this thing's too messed up, maybe it's time to get rid of it. Who knows? And I remember turning the corner and seeing it and instantly realizing this is an awesome thing. It's one of the most awesome things my dad did. And it's an awesome statement. It's timeless. It had to be saved. I knew right at that moment when I saw it, it had to be saved.
Santa Monica officials don't necessarily share his view. They say it's cheaper to just knock the sculpture down than restore it. Supporters are trying to raise $400,000 in the next few months. To help, Dave Conrad got permission from Joan Kroc's daughter to reveal the secret. Conrad's been leading the drive to preserve Chain Reaction with peace activist Jerry Rubin, not the late yippie of the same name. Their answer to critics who say the sculpture is dated?
Some people have said it's even potentially more dangerous now than it was during the Cold War.
The University of Chicago, they maintain something called the Doomsday Clock, the atomic scientists. And it's closer to midnight. In other words, we are in more danger now when the sculpture was originally erected.
Chain Reaction's own doomsday clock is ticking down to a February 1st deadline. Supporters are hoping to honor this dynamic friendship between the secret benefactor and the prize-winning artist by preserving their message of peace. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Napoli in Santa Monica.